We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We've been discussing the various laws of Tfilas Arvis on Friday night. And just to discuss in the Sefer Tami HaMenhagim, some other halachos that pertain to Friday night, which are not found in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, but things in which perhaps we're not familiar with. Brings down on the bottom in the Sefer, with regard to Luchun the Ranano, which of course, as we know, is the beginning of Kabbal Shabbos, he asked the question, V'tam Besach Neses, Hashlech Tzibur Omer Luchun Ranano Mekamu Shabbos Al Habima Shibemsa Besach Neses. We never find that any of the davening is done on the Bima. We have Kriyas HaTorah here. But everything else is done elsewhere. So the question is, why, when it comes to Kabbal Shabbos, it should be done Dafka on the Bima? So the Tami Menhagim says, Lefi Shibi Yomim Harishonim, we came to the earlier times, Hayohaminhag Shiotsumu Besach Neses L'Kabbal Shabbos, that the way that they would be Mekabel Shabbos was not even in the shul, that they would exit the shul, and as a way to symbolically be Mekabel, the Shabbos Malka, the Shabbos Queen, this was something that was done at that time. And therefore, to commemorate that which was done in those days, so we go out of the front of the shul and we walk at least toward the middle of the shul, and this way it shows this concept of walking toward the exit, if you will, in order to greet the Shabbos Malka. Rav Chanina, it's brought down in the Gemara in Shabbos, Me'atef, when he would wear his talis, when he would daven, Me'koyen Nafi demal Shabbata Omer Bom Venetzalikras Shabbos Hamalka. And he would actually go out on this Erev Shabbos, and that's when he would say, let us go and greet the Shabbos Hamalka, the Shabbos Queen. So that's the reason why one davens at the Bima when it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos, and then afterwards by Marav they move up toward the Amud. Now, a couple other interesting things that are different when it comes to Friday night, which we may not think about. We know that when it comes to davening six other days of the week, we begin Maariv with the words B'hur Achum. However, the exception is on Friday night. The question is why? Why don't we say B'hur Achum? I mean, we could always acknowledge and ask for Hashem's Rachamim. So, what exactly is the reason why it's not said? So the Talmud Hagam tells us, Tam she'ein oimrim b'hu rachum koidim arvis kamo b'chol. The reason why we don't say this sentence, a couple sentences, mishum shekavanas imiraso perush. The question is, why do we say it at all? Once you understand why it's said during the week, then we can understand why it's not said on Shabbos. B'hu rachum hu lefi shetfilos arvis keneged evarim upedarim shechapra avonos Yisrael. That when it came to the various sacrifices, namely the Talmud Shel Shachar, the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim, the various offerings that were brought on a continual basis in the Beis HaMikdash, they had certain things that they had to do, which was part of the Avodah, which included the burning on the Mizbeach, the fats and the limbs. And that was a form of Kapara al Avonos Yisrael, for the sins that a person did during that span of that day. So therefore, when is one capable of doing this? On a weekday. Masha'enkin b'leil Shabbos shlobo makriven evar mipadarim l'chein in omrim b'hurachum. Because b'hurachum, we're saying yechaper, that Hashem should have, we should have a kapara for all the avonos, all the iniquities that were committed. But that is connected to the fats and limbs that were burned. You can't burn the fats and the limbs on Shabbos. That was something which was not done, even though other karbanos were brought on Shabbos. For that reason, B'hur Achum is not recited. One last halacha, in which we may not think about, and interesting, when it comes to the bracha of Shabbos, we just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. But when it comes to Yom Tov, we say Mekadesh Yisrael. The question is, why don't we say Mekadesh Yisrael on Shabbos as well? On this, the Talmud Menhagim tells us, Tam Shebechasim HaShabbos, when we finish off the bracha on Shabbos, Ein Maskirin Yisrael, Kamo B'Yom Tovim, Ela HaShabbos Bovad. We don't mention Yisrael at all, and it's a very practical reason. Nemnesha Shabbos Kodmol Yisrael, that before Klai Yisrael came the seventh day of the week. The creation of the world was already the very beginning obviously of mankind, right after Adam Rishon was created, was Shabbos. Shinemar ki sheshes yomim also Hashem es hashmayim es aretz. V'yom hashi shavas minafash. The pasuk already says that the seventh day was already a Shabbos. Yksiv ru ki Hashem nosim lechem a Shabbos shayikvar. That it was that the Jewish people were given Shabbos, but it was the Shabbos that already existed. Shabbos, of course, always existed. It was the seventh day of the week. And therefore, for that reason, we cannot mention Yisrael. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, in which is not specifically geared toward the creation of the world, but rather historical events, leaving Mitzrayim, remembering Matan Torah, remembering that we were in Sukkot, all these different things are connected to Klal Yisrael and the history thereof of them, and therefore when it comes to Yom Tov we can say Yisrael, but we don't say Yisrael when it comes to Shabbos.